Lesson 12. Section 1. Dustbin Day Robbery.
Gentleman Jim has worked out a plan to rob a bank. He's telling his gang, Fingers Jones and Ginger Robertson, about the plan. Listen to their conversation.
Let's see. You're going to walk up to the counter and you're going to start writing a check. Then you're going to open the canister of nerve gas and everyone will go to sleep instantly.
That's right. This gas will put anyone to sleep for exactly 3 minutes.
And while everyone is asleep, you're going to go round to the manager's desk and steal all the money?
Exactly. I've worked it out very carefully. There should be about £50,000 in used banknotes.
Sounds great. There's only one thing. If you open the gas, you'll go to sleep too, won't you?
I have thought of that. I'll wear a motorcycle helmet with an oxygen mask inside. If I wear a helmet, no one will be able to recognise me afterwards either.
I think it's risky. If the bank clerk sees you take out a gas canister, he won't wait. He'll push the alarm button straight away.
I've just had an idea. If I came into the bank when you were standing at the counter, no one would even look at me. Then if I threw the can of nerve gas, they wouldn't guess that we were connected.
Yes, that might be better. Are you going to wear a helmet too?
No, it would look very suspicious if two people were wearing motorcycle helmets. I'll just open the door, throw in the gas canister, and leave Gentleman Jim to rob the bank.
I like that idea. Right, we'll do that. Any other problems that you can see?
What are you going to do with the money? If you walk out with £50,000 under your arm, somebody will surely notice you.
You'll be sitting in a getaway car waiting for me outside the bank.
But there's a police station just 50 yards away. If I parked a car outside the bank, the police would probably come and ask me to move.
Well, what do you suggest? He can't just walk around the town. He'll be carrying £50,000 in bundles of banknotes.
Just a minute. I've thought of something. What day is this robbery?
Monday.
Monday? You know what happens on Monday, don't you? It's Dustbin Day.
So?
So, can you think of a better way of moving the money? If you saw a man pick up £50,000 and put it into a car, what would you think?
I'd think he was a thief.
Exactly. But if you saw a man pick up a dustbin and put it into a lorry, what would you think?
I'd think he was a dustman. Hey, that's clever.
And if the £50,000 was in the dustbin, I could pick up the money and nobody would notice. That's brilliant.
Is there a dustbin?
Oh, yes, several. They put the dustbins out every Monday. They'll be standing there outside the bank.
But if you put the money in a dustbin, it'll stink. We'll never be able to spend it if it smells like that.
We don't have to put it in a dustbin. We can put it in a black plastic bag. They often have black plastic bags for rubbish nowadays. If I carry one in my pocket, I can pull it out after you've thrown the gas. OK? Let's run through the plan once more.
You go into the bank with a motorcycle helmet on and a black rubbish bag in your pocket.
I come in a few minutes later. I open the door, throw in the open gas canister, and then go... Where?
I've hired a room in the building right opposite the bank. Go up in the lift to the top floor and keep a lookout. When you get there, radio Ginger and tell him to come.
In the meantime, everyone in the bank has gone to sleep, except you. You take the money and put it in the plastic bag.
I come out and put the bag with the rubbish and then go back into the bank.
Go back?
Oh, yes. If everyone woke up and I wasn't there, they'd know I was one of the thieves. No, I'll go back and pretend to wake up with everyone else.
Oh, that's a really clever touch.
I drive a dust cart and wait in the cul-de-sac behind the bank until Fingers contacts me. Then I come and pick up the rubbish, including the £50,000.
I can't think of any problems, can you?